Welcome to VetZone, where passion for animals, science, and medicine lives. There's a lot of confusion regarding garlic and onion toxicity in pets. Is it real, or is it a solution for fleas? Perhaps big veterinary corporations are propagating the toxicity myth to sell more flea medication. What is the truth? The short answer is that this is a real toxicity for dogs and cats. I've even needed to give blood transfusion on two occasions to address it. So let's cover this fascinating situation. For one species, it's a terrific seasoning and a way to make awesome morning broth. For another species, it's toxic. Let's talk a little bit about the myth first. Every myth has some truth to it, just as every good lie does. The use of garlic as a medicine dates all the way back to ancient Sumeria, over 4,000 years ago. It's been used in ancient China, India, and Egypt. The use of garlic therapeutically is still used throughout the world today, in humans. The debate here is not whether or not it can help people, but to dispel that it does not support pets. Even those incorrectly promoting the use of garlic in pets concede that high levels of garlic and onion can be harmful. The pre-verification comes in stating that smaller amounts are not only safe, but beneficial for pets. After all, isn't this how most drugs work? There's a therapeutic index or dosage that provides benefit. Then at excessive levels, toxicity will occur. It makes sense. Or does it in this case? Meet the allium family. In Latin, allium means garlic. But the family of plants incorporates hundreds of species and includes garlic, onion, shallots, chives, scallions, and leeks. Some of the molecular groups of the allium family that are often attributed to the human salubrious effects are the flavonoids and the sulfoxides. Flavonoids include many different molecules and can vary from species of plant and even from location of where they're grown. Flavonoids are well established as having beneficial effects for both humans and pets. The concern comes with the sulfoxides. Sulfoxides make up many different compounds, but the primary toxin is N-propyl disulfide. All of these sulfoxides work in a similar fashion. They work by inhibiting a particular enzyme within red blood cells. This enzyme regenerates and supports the vital antioxidant known as glutathione. Without glutathione, hemoglobin becomes damaged and precipitates on the surface of the red blood cell. When this precipitation occurs, the body will remove these red blood cells through intravascular and extravascular methods. Simply put, any amount of garlic or onion causes red blood cell loss. This means every time a susceptible animal, such as a dog or cat, eats a little onion, garlic, or leek, they will damage and lose some red blood cells. Since the average healthy mammal has plenty of red blood cells and can quickly make more, removing small to moderate amounts of red blood cells can be done without any apparent adverse effect. This is also the reason why bloodletting has been used for centuries as a therapy. Benjamin Rush, one of the first Surgeon Generals of the United States and a hero of the Revolutionary War, was an ardent supporter of the scientific benefits of bloodletting. Whether considering bloodletting or the use of garlic to make blood unappetizing to fleas, we need to use a proper scientific approach. When done, we quickly stop using both of these quote-unquote therapies. What species are affected? Dogs, cats, horses, and cows are among the species that are negatively affected by allium plants. Sheep are not particularly affected by onions. One study showed no effect on sheep eating a diet of 50% onions. While you might not want to be in an enclosed space with an onion-eating sheep, the situation won't necessarily kill anyone. Some people have a genetic deficiency of the enzyme that onions interact with, but as a general rule, onions are not toxic to people. What forms of garlic and onion are toxic to pets? For pets, all forms of the allium plants, cooked or raw, are toxic. In my professional experience, routine use of garlic or onion powder has resulted in the most severe and acute cases. Any food or food scraps containing allium plants are not esculent for pets. So be liberal with your allium family plants when creating your savory dishes this holiday season. Just don't share them with your pets.